Adopting a child can be like a roller coaster ride. And like roller coasters, no two adoption experiences are exactly the same.
That's according to the Wisconsin author of a new memoir sharing his experiences as an adoptive parent.
Rick Parks of West Bend has lived in Wisconsin since 1999. He shares his adoption stories in his new book, Sons of Other Fathers, a memoir of adoption, identity, and the relationships that define family. Rick, thanks for joining us.
It's a great pleasure to be here with you today.
You describe the adoption experience as a roller coaster, and you write that every adoption roller coaster is unique. What led you to share your story and write this memoir of your own roller coasters?
Well, our experience with adoption at the end was very, very fortunate. And there are many situations out there with people that are involved with adoption where the struggles are immense, and sometimes the outcomes can be less than what many people would have hoped. And from our perspective, we felt so very blessed to wind up with our sons and to wind up with relationships with people beyond them due to adoption, that I just felt strongly it was a story that I wanted to tell.
And as you write, you and your wife wanted to have kids, wasn't happening. What put that idea of adoption in your mind?
Well, we'd been married at the time we even began to talk about this 12 years, which is perhaps beyond the time span most people would start thinking about it. But, you know, it occurred that, you know, at that point, we had not even looked into the issues that might be present with fertility. But it seemed like something we should get the wheels rolling. And if you had a natural child later on, you know, all the better, you know, the more the merrier.
Your first adoption was a closed process. For people who haven't been through adoption, what does that mean?
Well, closed adoption is really less common these days than it was 30 some years ago when we did that. But in a closed adoption, none of the parties really know who the other one is. So birth parents have no knowledge of the adoptive parents. The adoptive parents have no knowledge of the birth parents. And literally at different times in the past, these records were sealed completely. So that was kind of the norm for adoptions if you go back 30 years and even prior to that. So, you know, our first adoption was strictly just a situation where people knew people who knew people, and we were able to be connected and got a wonderful son that we have now.
Now, as an adoptive parent myself, the moment when I first laid eyes on our girls, forever etched in my mind. You'd been through a long process talking and then going through legal things and whatnot. Take us to that moment when you first met Matthew.
Well, when Matthew came to be with us, our attorney and his wife, who were friends of ours, we knew these people, pulled up in his silver Eldorado car because he was an attorney and he could afford one of those. And they brought him into our home, and there he was. It was just quite a memorable time for us.
Well, and that's really when the reality hits, right? You've been doing bureaucracy for months and months, and now here's this life in your hands.
Yeah, and for us, we tried to be mentally prepared that something could go wrong. Mm-hmm. We certainly wanted to be our best to be prepared, but on some level, we had that in the back of our mind all along that, well, this might not work out. And to that extent, it became very, very real when our attorney and his wife left, and here we had our baby.
And that's a big part of the adoption process. And you write about this. There are a lot of these periods where you're waiting and you know things could go either way. And we'll talk about that. You've got a couple more adoption experiences. Waiting is just a huge part of adoption, isn't it?
It very much is. And again, you know, there's a lot of emotional capital involved in adoption. And certainly, you know, you want to have your heart open to be ready and to accept it and to be the best parents you can be. But as I said, there's, you know, probably for your benefit, it's always good to just keep it in mind a little bit that this one might not go well. And if that happens, there'll be another one.
And you went into the process a second time. You weren't in Wisconsin yet, if I have this timeline right, but the prospective adoptee had been born in Wisconsin, which required a certain waiting period in a foster home. First of all, what led you to say, hey, we've been very happy with this experience with Matthew. We want to go and adopt again?
Well, you know, for us, you know, We both had other siblings. My wife had two sisters and a brother, and I had an older sister. And we valued the idea that you had a sibling. I mean, we were and remain very close to our siblings, and we just thought that was something we wanted for Matthew. Being older parents, you know, you realistically, you know, if you adopt in your mid-30s, early 40s, you're children are going to be out there on their own at some point because you're not going to be around. And to have that sibling that you could say, I grew up with this guy, he's my brother, we really thought that was important.
We're talking to Rick Parks of West Bend about his new book. It's called Sons of Other Fathers, a memoir of adoption, identity, and the relationships that define family. Now, that second try at adoption you mentioned earlier, you're waiting and you're always sure that there's a possibility that might not happen. And in this case, it didn't. What, when you found out that this adoption wasn't going to proceed, what did that do for you and your wife?
Well, at least in our case, already having adopted Matthew and having him in our home certainly made it a little easier. And frankly, it was an incredibly quick process to be selected by this birth mother, because this was an open adoption. It was a very quick process to be selected, and she was well along to be to her delivery time. So the waiting was not extremely long by any means. So I suppose if you were ever going to have a situation where you had a change of heart after the birth of a child, this would be the one you'd want to have. It kind of rolls into all of the blessings that we've had in adoption. Even our change of heart experience was a little less crushing than many might be.
And then you ended up with the third try of bringing Kyle into your lives. And this was, again, an open process. And you have not only had contact with Kyle's birth mom for years, you eventually connected with Matthew's birth dad, even though it was a closed process. Not every adoptive parent wants that contact. Why was that important for you to do at least what you were able to do?
Well, this is one of those cases where a very good thing in one aspect can be a difficult thing in another one. And in our situation, our experience with Kyle's birth parents, and especially his birth mother, was so very, very good that as a young boy, 5 years old, Matthew noticed this, and he didn't have that in his life. And we could tell every time we got together with Kyle's birth parents, he would be a little down for a while. And you could tell it was troubling him. And then finally, one of the early parts of the book, he posed that question, why didn't my birth parents want to know me? And that was just, you know, a gut punch for me and my wife. And it really set us to be open to the idea that maybe this mixing open and closed adoptions is not the ideal way to do this. Maybe we ought to think about, you know, having some process of trying to connect with Matthew's birth parents as well.
And ultimately, you were able to do that. And I love throughout the book, there was, I felt like, never a sense you had of competition, right? Or, oh, they're thinking of those other parents as the real parents and we're not. This idea of embracing this wider family for your kids, can you talk about that a little?
Well, you have to have confidence that, you know, if you're raising a child and they're with you all the days of their life, early on, of course, you know, you've bonded with them as a parent. And, you know, the fact that there's biological parents out there as well, did we have thoughts that that might, you know, be something that would come up? Of course. And you know, especially Matthew's birth father is just an outstanding individual, as is Kyle's birth mother. You know, these are great, great people that you could and should admire on a lot of levels. So, you know, there might have been a little of that in the back of your mind, but, you know, for the good of your child, you do what you need to do.
Now, knowing that the adoption roller coaster can take a lot of unexpected twists and turns, and it's going to be different and it will follow different paths than yours did, if a prospective parent says to you, hey, I'm thinking about adoption, you've written a book about it, what advice would you give them as they start in that process?
Well, I would tell them to be prepared for the roller coaster to shift. This might not go entirely as planned. And you have to have that in the back of your mind while, as I said earlier, still opening your heart up that we want to be parents to a child. We want to, you know, bring a child in and give them all our love and all our support. But certainly, be prepared if things don't go according to plan, and then be committed to we'll get back on the roller coaster and try again.
Rick, we'll leave it there. Thank you so much for sharing your story.
Thank you for having me.
That was Rick Parks from West Bend. His new book is called Sons of Other Fathers, a memoir of adoption, identity, and the relationships that define a family. Well, if you're an adoptive parent like Rick or like me, you probably have a story to share. We'd love to hear about it, your experiences with the adoption process, what good came out of it, the challenges you faced along the way, and the advice you'd have for other people going through the adoption process. Let us know. Email wisconsintoday@wpr.org. Again, that email wisconsintoday@wpr.org with your adoption stories.